All right, things a little bit different this morning, but we'll straighten it out. 31 degrees, 13 before 6 o'clock. And again, Compassion Radio, it's some technical difficulties, but we got you the full program on. It was actually originally slated for yesterday, but it's full program, and we'll hopefully get some of those bugs worked out in the system. And this is typically the time we would be talking to Jason Kanz. First thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, again, new phone system, and it's my opinion you're coming across better than ever, so that's good news.
Well, hopefully that's the case for other folks, too, that they are seeing or hearing us better, too. So
yeah. All right. 31 degrees is the temperature this morning as we're coming up on 12 minutes before 6 o'clock. And this would almost typically be, this would be the eve of tax deadline day. Not this year. They've bumped it back till I think, May 17th. Have you already done your taxes?
Yeah, I actually did my taxes earlier this year than I think I normally have. I was done, I think, by the end of January. So,
wow.
Yeah. I don't know what, I suppose, the social distancing kept me at home, and I thought I might as well do them as long as I'm here. So yeah.
You remind me of those kids in school who started the paper the teacher assigned on the day he or she assigned it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how you were? Is that how you were as a student?
Yes, huh. I think it is how I was as a student. You know, I certainly went through periods where that wasn't the case, but definitely that has been true of me throughout the years. But I think I developed that habit because of our friend Brad Berg. He gets so excited about doing his taxes every year. So, huh. Yeah.
I am a lifelong procrastinator. And so for people like me, we find any way you can kick the can down the road. So
there you go. So are you done with your taxes?
No, I'm not. I mean, this
because you have until May 17th.
Yeah, I know. And my wife just even last night kind of chided me because I had said what procrastinators do, at least this one, is you talk about it. And and I am a talker more than a doer. And so you talk about it and you say, as I've said several different weekends, this is going to be the weekend I do the taxes. But yeah, it hasn't happened. So anyhow.
Yeah. I had a friend in college who would say, he would say, I really would like to ask this girl out. And I'd be like, you know, you should do that. And he would say, well, I thought about it.
Yeah.
And so that kind of became his pat phrase was, I thought about it.
Yeah.
So he also was a procrastinator.
Everything always comes back to examples related to dating, it seems.
Yes.
Either that or I love sports metaphors. All right. Hey, do you have a devotion for us? Because here's the deal.
Sure.
I want to get through notes from the upper room. Eventually, I'd love us to work through 66 love letters. I've got a couple of different ideas with that. And then you continue to work on your labor, your own labor of love, writing-wise, letters to the beloved. And I can't wait to start sharing portions of that here on the First Thoughts, too. So.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that project as I continue to work through it. And I hope it lands on other people as well. So,
all right, land a devotion on us this morning.
Yeah, so notes from the upper room. We're in John 15:19 this morning.
No, I read that one when we didn't have you on Monday. So let's move on.
Oh, my God.
Yes, all you weren't here, but we still had your words on the air. So
I should not reread that one.
Go to the next one.
Voice. John 15:20, then, I guess.
We're trucking
Remember
along.
Remember the... Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. In The Cost of Discipleship, German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, when Christ calls a man, he bids him to come and die. Sometimes as Western Christians, we have come to expect a life full of material blessings like a warm house, hot food, and plenty of amenities. We expect our relationships will be conflict-free and always rewarding, but that was never the message of Jesus. Indeed, this is the basic theology of the prosperity gospel. In John 15:20, Jesus told his disciples that they could expect persecution, essentially saying, I've been persecuted and you will be too. I'm entrusting you with the words of life. You are privileged to carry my message of love, grace, and welcome, and still, people will mock you, persecute you, and maybe even kill you. And we think, great, sign me up. But Jesus also said, if they kept my word, they will also keep yours. A life sown in the soil of suffering often produces gospel fruit. Where there are thorns, there are often magnificent blooms.
That is good stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think that, again, that idea of suffering, we don't seek it out, and I don't think we should seek it out, but we also should not be surprised when it comes to us.
I think we got a perfect song, Blast from the Past, Song of the Morning. This is one I've been thinking about. Broken and Beautiful, Mark Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jason. Love you, brother. Talk to you tomorrow.
You
Our
bet.
Buddy Jason Cans, check out his site, jasoncans.com. Well, Caleb, you had a busy day yesterday and various people joining you on some of the four stops in the Wisconsin's biggest tip jar promotion, but you were the constant in all of them, and people can see three of the videos on the WIB Facebook page, but take us through the day.
So we started off going south, and again, we mentioned we're going to go all over the place, and there'll be a lot of Eau Claire Chippewa restaurants here because there are so many in our immediate vicinity, but also we're going to travel. And so we started off being true to our word. We went down to Gilmanton. We went down to Gilmanton to Donna May's Panther Cafe, which was a wonderful, wonderful place to visit. Huge portions, great food. Chrissy,
what'd you
our
have
server,
for breakfast?
I had, and I think I'm thankful now that I just got the half plate of biscuits and gravy with three sausage links. Very reasonable. Price and big portions. Dave was there, and Dave got their one egg breakfast with some amazing, amazing homemade wheat toast and just a big slab of ham with that as well, too. It was a huge, huge meal. I had to bring some of it home. So, Donna May, the owner and the cook, was able to pause cooking for a moment because we purposely went at a time when it wasn't super busy. And so we were able to surprise her and her server, Christy, with a big tip there. And you can check out that video that we posted last night. After that, we did some takeout because we want to remind folks as well, too, that when you're doing takeout, not only do you tip, but remember to tip just as generously or sometimes even more because still these servers are working very hard to get your takeout order just so. And a lot of times as well, because dine-in traffic is so cut down, they're really depending on those tips from takeout. And so we went to Chickadee's Family Restaurant downtown Eau Claire. Have heard so many great things about them. And we brought a BLT back for PA and just were able to be blessed and be a blessing there as we talked with our server, Marie. And she'd been there for a dozen years, a waitress at Chickadee's, and we're able to bless her as well.
That video put tears in my eyes this morning. I mean, it just seemed... it was wonderful. So,
and then we headed out again. We told you we'd drive. We went way out on 29. We went all the way to Thorpe to a beautiful, beautiful cafe, Aroma Cafe in Thorpe. And they've got a great floral shop, a lot of like eclectic decor and things like that that you can purchase, but also a beautiful cafe. I loved hearing familiar music when I came in. I'm like, that's Lauren Daigle. And then I'm hearing Chris Tomlin. And so it's great to have that as kind of the ambiance in there too. I tried... something I was like, let's go a little off the wall here. Let's try something that I might not normally order. So I got a grilled panini there, a peanut butter and jelly grilled panini. And so it has, again, this nice warm layer of peanut butter in it because it's put in the panini press and grilled. But then some raspberry jam that has that nice sweetness to it and apple slices. And it was delicious.
Wow, that's
different.
It
was absolutely delicious. And just to be off the wall, I got a side of potato salad, which didn't necessarily pair. I just wanted to try the potato salad. Bomb. It was great.
Wow.
And so we got to talk to the owner, John, there. And again, that video, I think, just posted about 15 minutes ago on the WWIB Radio Facebook page, so we can check out all these videos. And so that was really great, too, just for John to talk about the support they've got from the community, especially the Christian community, and how they've come together to help them when sales have been down. So that was a beautiful moment to be able to talk with him and see some tears brought to his eyes about what you all did through your generosity, along with our great sponsors. And we thank Mark Court and everybody who made it happen. And then the final stop, you were along with.
Yeah, Tammy was our wonderful waitress. You and PA and I enjoying some of their terrific... Boy, they give you a lot of cheese curds. And also got a nice large pizza. And then Tammy got the manager who came out and the presentation. I'm sure that video will post in a
just
short
before
while.
Noon today.
Yep. Okay. As well, and he was kind of floored as well by the
Cole, I
believe.
Yeah,
donation.
And this was at Sammy's Pizza and on London Road, Eau Claire. And I mean, just we got a sausage mushroom pizza and big chunks of real sausage and the thin crust, some crispiness to it. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
So And I don't know. I don't think you and PA and I have ever gone out for a meal together.
No,
so that was
kind
of, we watched Aaron Rodgers with Jeopardy. And
so the first quarter is done, but you got three quarters to go, including today.
So. And so, again, thank you so much for the prayers that this would glorify God and bring honor to his name, and would appreciate those again.
Go check out those videos at the WIB Facebook page.
It's that time of week again on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Havel with you again, minus our friend Susan, as she's recovering from that shoulder surgery and
hoping she can
be back soon. So, Susan is, we found out, one of the bigger fans of this segment, along with her wonderful husband, Phil.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, because Susan always tells me that I do a great job, even if it's not that great. So she has a gift of encouragement. But this one goes to Ladysmith today. So this is called Pet Peeves Put to Music. And that's where we ask you, and we can always use more material, ask you to submit something that just kind of bothers you a little bit. And we put it to song to help you look at things a little bit from a sunny side up perspective. So Teresa from Ladysmith texted us at 715-396-1670. That's the WIB listener line. And she said how it bothers her when people do not use their directionals or their blinkers or their turn signals when they are out and about in their vehicle. So this is what we came up with. Pet peeves put to music this week on the WIB Wake Up Show. Teresa really wonders why it is so hard to just put on that blinker when you're turning in your car. While you're doing 80 in 2 tons of steel, please find that little lever on the left side of the wheel. Seems like turn signals are a standard issue on most vehicles, but yours didn't come with any. Maybe you could ask for a refund? Is it such an effort, and does it cause you pain to just reach out and flick your wrist when you are changing lanes? No, we are not psycho, but we just need to vent. Do you think we're psychic? Please just signal your intent. Signal your intent.
What
for Teresa. For Teresa from Ladysmith this morning.
There you go. And hopefully that'll inspire everybody to remember to do that.
Your pet peeve put to music. Drive safely, Wisconsin.